Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate June 9th. The key to a star's appearance and lifespan is its mass. Heavier stars shine brighter but live shorter lives than less massive ones. An example can be found in the two bright stars of Alpha Centauri, the leading light of the constellation Centaurus. It's the closest star system to our own, at a distance of about 4 light-years. One of the stars is about 10% more massive than the Sun. The other is about 10% less massive than the Sun. With so little difference, you might expect them to be almost identical, but they're not. The heavier star, Alpha Centauri A, burns through the nuclear fuel in its core faster than its companion, Alpha Centauri B. As a result, it shines 3 times brighter. The surface of Alpha Centauri A is also hundreds of degrees hotter, so it looks yellow-white versus the yellow-orange of Alpha Centauri B. While A is far brighter, B has a much longer future to look forward to. Its normal lifetime should last about half again as long as that of its companion. There's actually a third star in the Alpha Centauri system, Proxima Centauri, that's a long way from the other two. It's a more extreme example of what a difference mass can make. It's only 15% as massive as the Sun, so it's only about 1,000th as bright as the Sun. Yet it will be shining 1 trillion years after the other two stars have faded into the cosmic night. More about Alpha Centauri tomorrow. And we have much more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.